USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Get ready for higher gas prices at the pump soon. Oil costs jumped after Russia says it plans to cut March production by 500,000 barrels a day. Brent crude climbed as much as 2.6% in London this morning to trade above $86 a barrel. That's erasing an earlier decline, while West Texas Intermediate moved to $80 a barrel. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into President Trump. The subpoena came after months of negotiations. Trump responded, quote, "I have been proven innocent for 6 years on everything from fake impeachments to the Mueller report that found no collusion, and now I have to do more? It is not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political," end quote. Burt Bacharach has died at 94.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach and Mr. Elvis Costello.
Music icons are paying tribute to the legendary songwriter. Bacharach died on February 8th at his home in Los Angeles, California. The composer won 6 Grammy Awards in his 4-decade career and 3 Oscars. Tanks are not arriving in the Ukraine despite promises from European allies and at the time of renewed attacks by the invading Russians. For months, Germany stood up to international pressure to allow neighbors to supply Ukraine with German-made tanks. Yet since Berlin said okay, only one country in Europe has agreed to send the machines, raising doubts that enough tanks can arrive in Ukraine in time. U.S. tanks continue to be missing in action. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is the 2022 Walter Payton Man of the Year.
When your mom gets diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and she's given months to live and she's giving you that news and she tells you, hey, all greats have a story, allow me to be your story, that's what this award means to me.
This is USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get 2 ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
A House panel investigating the weaponization of the government held its first hearing Thursday afternoon.
The subcommittee was established by the new Republican majority to look into claims the Department of Justice, FBI, and other federal agencies are biased against conservatives. Committee Chair Jim Jordan laid out several instances of FBI whistleblowers describing how the DOJ has targeted Republicans.
I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
He said big government and big tech have colluded to shape the narrative and censor Americans. I'm Dave Collins.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has now been given France's highest medal of honor, but there's a problem. Russian President Vladimir Putin has the same medal. French President Emmanuel Macron pinned the Grand Cross of the Legion of Honor medal on Zelensky's chest Thursday, a move Macron said was meant to show France's immense recognition for Ukraine's valor since Russia invaded it a year ago. Some French legislators and activists are calling on Macron to rescind Putin's award because of his invasion of a neighbor. SpaceX is a big step closer to sending its giant Starship spacecraft into orbit after completing an engine firing test at their South Texas launch pad on Thursday. 31 of the 33 first-stage booster engines ignited simultaneously for about 10 seconds. Lance Pry, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.